This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul could not get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, boy. When Bill Clinton is out there bashing Obamacare as a crazy system, you know Obamacare's in trouble. But it was always in trouble. It was always intended to be in trouble. And I guess we got to open. I didn't want to do this. I can hear like Super Don, like Jiminy Cricket on my shoulder saying, but you got to. You got to. This is what you've been saying since practically forever. Yeah, I know. Another one of those. What have I been telling you about Obamacare?
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d***, but I told you so.
I told you so.
All right, kids, it was destined to be from the beginning when they passed Obamacare. I said it way back when, in 2010, probably in 08 and 09 as they were gearing up for it, that it was designed to fail. It was destined to fail. It was created with the express intent and purpose to fail. But no, you liberal weenies thought, oh, it's going to save us and all the people who can't get health insurance. Let me tell you another thing I've been saying. The most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance. Why do you want that? That's only going to ensure that they poke and prod you and cut you open and poison you, because the money that you don't have will be paid for by somebody else. That's what you wanted? Oh, sure, yes. Poor people were already suffering from drug deficiencies. And it's not just a liberal weenie thing. George W. Bush, who now people look back and call a liberal weenie, actually put Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage in there. Why? To help poor or old people get drugs? No, it was to subsidize a drug industry that was ultimately going to fail because it was too damned expensive and it didn't work. And people were opting out. They were going to health food stores to buy dietary supplements that were unregulated by the FDA. Except it's not true. They are regulated by the FDA. They just can't say stuff that would indicate that they're a drug. Even if they have scientific evidence to support that they can prevent and mitigate and reverse disease, cure it too. This is the culture in which we live. The freest country in the world. On the world? At the world? Which preposition shall we use, as we've been propositioned right out of common sense because we've been replaced with drugs? We're all druggies. Of course, not you, my loyal and lovable and humble Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. If you're not off the drugs already, you're tapering down. I can feel it. I can. Just in time for Obamacare to fail. But then what? What's the replacement, you ask? This is also something I've been saying since the beginning. The fix was in. Ever since Hillary Clinton set the stage for Hillary Care in the 1990s in secret, and Pelosi guaranteed that secrecy when she said, we won't know what's in Obamacare until we pass it. We have to pass it to find out what's in it. And that secrecy, why did they want it? Because they knew anybody with a lick of sense could read the bill, if they had enough time to read the thousands of pages, and say this is doomed to fail. You can't expect a bunch of young people who basically don't perceive that they need the insurance that they're being mandated to buy would buy into it and support those people who needed it in perception because they feel like they have a drug deficiency disease. And so the New York Times story is rather telling. The update on the ailing Obamacare, not what you're expecting. I don't know what you were expecting. But according to the New York Times, both Democrats and Republicans are already looking for ways to alter the health care system because they know it's failing. It's not even a question of when. Or it is a question of when, not if, but Obama, Obamacare. What's his legacy going to be? It's going to be that he was the bridge to full-on, socialized, mandated participatory medicine at gunpoint. Obamacare was, of course, gunpoint medicine, because if you didn't participate, you were going to be fined. Or was it a fine? No, it's a tax. Wait, no, it's not a tax. That would make it unconstitutional. It's a fine. I'm not sure which. But it doesn't matter, because Trump hasn't paid taxes in 10 years because he lost $1 billion on a real estate deal. And then people don't even understand why that was written into the tax code. Now, I don't want to digress too far away from this argument that I have made, if it's an argument, that Obamacare was destined to fail, that it was designed to fail. It was the only way you could get a largely anti-socialism country, not totally, largely, but that succumbed to the New Deal in the earlier part of the 20th century under FDR, when the Federal Reserve created depression, set the stage for massive inflation of the currency in order to pay for all the socialized programs as we entered into something called anti-social insecurity. And with $20 trillion in debt and unfunded liabilities primarily due to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, you millennials, and maybe many of you Generation Xers, are never going to see a penny of what you thought was yours because you had been paying into it since you started working with a number stamped on your forehead, how beastly it is. Moo. But the left says private insurance companies can't be trusted to provide reliable coverage to control costs because they're in the business to make profit. But that's the only way an insurance company works, if it comes out ahead most years. They might be able to weather a disaster occasionally. But if hurricane after hurricane after hurricane hits, there is no insurance company that is going to be viable next year. But it's that they're occasional catastrophes, not consistent all-the-time catastrophes. And, of course, the concept of insurance was corrupted along the lines of the 20th century. Nixon, a Republican, helped that along with the PPOs or whatever they called it. I don't remember what they called those things. Anyway, it's devolved into these exchanges, semi-private, private government. Who wants in? The people who can't afford it. And, of course, the people in the middle who could sort of afford it before now can't afford it at all because they've had to double and triple the premiums just to keep it going. And the liberal weenies in the Democratic Party think more government intervention is going to solve this. And the liberal weenies in the Republican Party have no earthly idea when they say we want the market to decide it, how much they don't even know what a market is, because in the 20th century, medicine became a monopoly thanks to 1910 and the Flexner Report and what that set the stage for. And so you've got politicians on both sides of the Hegelian dialectic fence that have no earthly idea how we got here, and they're all claiming they can solve the problem. And if you believe them, you're the problem too. Think about that when you pull a lever for whoever you think is going to be your political savior. I'm probably throwing a lot of cold water on the election right now for you, but that's okay. You're big boys and girls now. You're mature enough to handle this direct discussion. If it's not, it's a monologue of some kind. Obamacare was destined to fail to bring on what Big Pharma, the controlling corporations on this planet, wanted. Mandated participation even against your will, in a pharmaceutical construct that you would never escape from until you died. Maybe from that pharmaceutical construct. But we'll keep you alive long enough to squeeze every last penny, even if it's called a tax dollar, out of you. Because now you're not paying directly, somebody else is. Or maybe if you have some level of production left in you because there's a little bit of space in a market that hasn't been regulated out of existence by an overwhelmingly large bureaucratic oligarchy on the federal, state, and local level, that you can actually earn a living or create a business that would pay something into that system that is already so far beyond bankrupt until they get to you too. And then what? It all collapses, and you've now got the United States of third world. Unless we see Texit and Flexit and the states telling the feds, pound sand, not only the 10th Amendment may save you, but the threat and maybe the actual removal of your state from the union. Because so far, there's no evidence that voting has changed anything in regards to our going off the economic cliff with the trillions of dollars of debt that can never be repaid. So you would have a hard time arguing, and you can try if you want. If you want to call me now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, tell me how I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm wrong. That the ultimate check on the unlimited growth of the federal government, it's not even the 10th Amendment, it's the threat of secession. This is not going to hold together. If you think it is, the states are going to get wise and the people of the states are going to get wise like they have on cannabis. And they're going to say, you know what? We cannot be party to a 20, maybe $30 trillion debt. We don't want our state, our people to go down the tubes with the feds who have just screwed the pooch royally. I say that tongue in cheek because we're not supposed to be a monarchy. Even though Obama and even previous presidents and perhaps the next one may behave as if they are a king, a queen, a monarch, an emperor, based on Congress's abdication of their authority to be equal but separate in the checks and balances in government that were set up at the federal level that are clearly not working. If you think they are, you're delusional. But if you think that voting new bums in is going to make a difference, delusional and on drugs. All right, tell me where I'm wrong. It's okay. In the meantime, I want you to change your deodorant because you smell. No, you don't smell. I'm not, I'm just kidding. You don't smell. I just don't want you to use this particular deodorant. I'll tell you why it's dangerous after the break. Go to RobertScottBell.com. The notes are up. Thanks to Captain Morgan.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, should I just tell Super Don to keep eating? Super Don deficiency tonight on the Robert Scott Bell Show. He's on the road again. And we are all going to be together at the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Lyme Symposium, which is going to be so exciting because we'll have Super Don there. Captain Morgan will be there, of course, Ty Bollinger and Paul Baratero and so many folks. Mike Adams. And it's going to be live streamed. If you haven't been to the website, the notes are up. In the notes, as you scroll down, you'll see a link, a hyperlink over the text. Click it. Sign up. You can watch the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium free on your favorite, computer, phone, app. I mean, it's amazing, the technology. You'll be able to watch it. It's way better than anything you're going to get on TV. Okay? Now, stinky story. Stinky story time. Ooh, pew-wee. What is that? Do you remember the first time you were like, oh, my God, I think my underarms smell? You remember back when you were, like, hormonal for the first time, turning from a kid into a semi-adult puberty? And like, what is that? Oh, man. And so then, of course, your parents introduce you to the concept of deodorant. Now, I remember there were, like, Menin speed sticks. We were all marketed to be like a man. Or what was the other one? Secret. Strong enough for a man, but made for a woman. But a lot of these were not just deodorants. They were antiperspirants. Antiperspirants. It's like somebody got the idea that sweating was bad. And they were going to stop it, in particular, under your arms. Now, it might have been a visual thing in terms of, oh, my gosh, you got those sweaty armpits. I can see them. That's nasty. But maybe it was because if it's wet down there, they were afraid it would also start smelling. Why would that be? Well, because of bacteria. We've got a lot of awareness in this audience about the danger of aluminums in antiperspirants. The aluminum salts in particular that are found in many of these antiperspirant products, and they are absorbed. They are clogging the pores. They are stopping the normal flow of the largest excretory organ your body has. Yes, larger than the liver, your skin. And particularly for women, although not exclusively, the breast tissue then is the collector, the fat cells, the collector of these aluminum salts, these heavy metals, and it's creating serious, serious problems. And the University of Geneva, groundbreaking research, this is a Natural News article we have linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, talking about how this is blocking the sweat glands of the underarm, but the toxic compound actually lodges itself in the skin, I'm not making this up, building up over time in breast tissue. And they're claiming it's mimicking the effects of estrogen, aluminum chloride. Remember we've talked about estrogenic compounds, estrogen dominance, that plays a role in manifestation of breast cancer. And then, yet they try to sell you on genes, gene mutations. Where do these gene mutations actually come from when you're poisoning the body? And long-term exposure spurred cancer tumors and also the metastasization, I shall say it that way, the spreading, the proliferation of cancer cells throughout the body. This is big time. This is not unknown. And it's so shocking, this article says it in a way I've never heard it said. They're saying aluminum chloride is so harmful for the body that the researchers are actually saying it's equal to the threat that asbestos is to the body. And it took, what, 50 years to ban that? How many years or decades is it going to take to ban these aluminum salts in antiperspirants? People, we need to sweat. We need to sweat more, not less. In fact, I want you to have an infrared sauna to sweat in the winter if you're not sweating enough because it gets cold. Sweat is good. Sweat is your friend. Sweat is a major route of detoxification. If it stinks, it's because of bacteria. And you can use, there are many natural things, including those salt sticks that aren't aluminum salts, have been used by a lot of people successfully. Why? Because they're also antibacterial. I've told the story many times over the years of the model that was next to me at one of the conferences years ago in Las Vegas. And she was stinky. And I said so, nicely, with love. And she took it for the right way. I gave her a bottle of Sovereign Silver. She sprayed under her arms. Maybe it was Argentin 23, and the smell went away immediately because it eradicated the bacterial odor. I like Weleda. I don't make anything off of it. Weleda is a nice company, I think, out of Switzerland. They have a nice spray that's not antiperspirant. But if I'm under stress, though, I'll notice that I normally don't smell even when I sweat. But if I'm under a lot of stress, I'm worried about something, that's my tell. I got to relax. I got to do some meditation, contemplation, prayerful something. But please, avoid the aluminum salt. When we come back, cancer is not due to bad luck.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
866-939-BELL, or else I'm all alone here in the studio. Oh, man. Letting loose here without Superdon. Superdon deficiency tonight. Hope you're enjoying it. I will maybe have him back on board tomorrow. We'll see as we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, heading into the Homeoprophylaxis Conference as I try to outrun Hurricane Matthew, heading west to Florida, I guess. but this is a big one. Healthy Florida, I think, is the code, or Florida Healthy. I think it's Healthy Florida, all underscored, all together, when you sign up to be a part of the Homeoprophylaxis Worldwide Choice Conference, the 7th, 8th, and 9th, this weekend of October. And that'll be worldwidechoice.org. WorldwideChoice.org. It links up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Then we have, of course, the Ultimate Live Symposium, Truth About Cancer. Stream it live. Links are up in the show notes as well. I'll put them out there in the social media networks ultimately, too. Again, this is why I'm trying to do double, triple duty, the things that Super Don does while I'm here on the break. So I'm like, well, I better send that one out. Send that one out. A lot of folks listen later. They may react to the social media stuff. I don't know in real time or in fake time. I don't know what time it is. But I know when the commercial breaks are, so I'm usually out on time. But when I'm off the show, I don't know what time is. I'm pretty bad at it outside of the show. All right, cancer. Another cancer story here. May not be down to bad luck. Remember what was the line you hear it sometimes in the opening of the show? Was Dirty Harry. You feel lucky, punk, right? Cancer, not mainly down to bad luck, finds a stem cell study. They don't want to let go totally of the concept of luck. I dispute the concept of luck in its totality. I do. It's not about luck. But how do you explain people who are lucky? No. There's so much more to life than you're a pinball in a pinball machine. If you happen to hit the right bumper, you're lucky. If not, you're smashed by a semi. No, that's not how it works, or else the universe would fly apart at a moment's notice because there's no order. It's just a random act of whatever. I don't believe that. Do you? Do you believe it's random? It's all random? No, there's order in the universe, or else it would have flown apart a long time ago. But, of course, those who follow this materialistic, reductionist, genetic superiority concept always come back to, well, I guess it's your bad luck. Your parents had the genes. They passed it on to you. I don't know. Blame them, or maybe blame grandma or grandpa. I never felt good about that, even when I didn't know the stuff I know today. I didn't like the feeling of being a victim. And I know a swath of the American electorate just revels in victimhood, in victim consciousness. Why else would they vote for people that would steal money from them or their neighbors and promise to give them that money? And they would believe it. And if they got a fraction of a penny on that dollar, they're like, well, at least I got something. No, you're a victim of the lies, the manipulations of the politicians who will promise you anything to serve their masters. Who are their masters? The pharmaceutical paymasters, for one, we've talked about. The global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, even the cancer industrial complex. The American Cancer Society, in its charter, says if there ever is an acknowledged cure to cancer, they would disband immediately. What is their incentive as an organization that rakes in, I don't know, $1 billion a year? Oh, we got a good thing going here. We're never going to stop. Oh, you mean if we actually acknowledge a cure for cancer, we have to quit? We have to fold up our tent and go home? No, this is a good thing we got going on here. And, of course, people in government learn that really quickly. Even those who go in with good intentions usually end up being chewed up. And they become part of that digestive system, that bowel, that foul bowel. And very few have survived it, like Ron Paul has. To never be corrupted by the money that was thrown his way. By the time he got out, it was like, don't even bother visiting Ron Paul. Nothing you can say or do if it violates his principles will make a difference. Where are those statesmen and stateswomen? Can you count them on one hand? And is that enough? I'm happy to support vocally anybody I perceive to be of that character. But I'm also not under the illusion, and neither was Ron Paul, that that would be the change that would turn it on a dime. Even if that dime was made of silver. Is it all down to bad luck? Do we have the government we have today because we're unlucky? No, it's a cancer that was created due to an alteration of the environment. an ignoring of the Constitution. How many times have I said to you, longtime listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show, that you have a Constitution just as our government has a Constitution, and you ignore either at your own peril? On a federal level, on a state level, on a local level, municipal level, on your ultimate family level, your body level. And cancer is evidence of ignoring our own Constitution. And it could be the ignoring of our Constitution before we got our Constitution. That is, our parents, our grandparents, and our ancestors. It all plays a role. I'm not saying genetics has nothing to do with it. But they manifest based on the environment that they're given, the genes. They alter based on the environment that shifts. And even though we know that genetic determinism is bunk, has been disproven, and we know that epigenetics explains things, we have articles like this in medical news today still claiming it's not all due to bad luck. Not mainly due to bad luck, but bad luck still plays a role. Screw that. I reject that. The bad luck hypothesis. But those of you who want to maintain victim status will embrace the bad luck hypothesis. It was just my bad luck. Of course, some will argue that, well, Robert, then what you're saying is that I'm being punished because I have cancer. Well, if you want to frame the world in that way, that it's about punishment for doing something wrong, that's your belief system. I'm not saying that either. I'm saying it's a very detached world, ultimately. There are rules, there are principles that govern the universe. You follow them and you watch what manifests. You manifest extraordinary things, but you're also equally given the power to manifest horrible things, like what we might determine to be cancer. Although, I've talked to and I've had on people who have had cancer and have learned a lot from it, have overcome it, and they're grateful for it. So I'm not even saying that all cancer is bad and evil and everybody should avoid it. Because in many cases, there's evidence that it has changed people's lives for the better. And of course, in many instances, it's driven people into the arms of doctors who are willing to poison them to death, radiate them to death, cut them to death. We are living in a free will universe, and you have the freedom to choose that. They'd like to convince you that you don't have a choice, that you shouldn't have a choice, that we are your overlords. We have medical degrees. We're smarter than you. You can't conceive of what to do. Yet when you talk to these doctors behind closed doors, you'll find that they won't do to themselves or their family members what they will do to you when it comes to cancer. DNA mutations they focus on in this article. Some organs are more susceptible to cancer than others. Really? Could it have anything to do with the exposure to toxins and metabolic waste more than other areas of the body? Nope, no mention of that at all. It's about measuring genetic aberration. They're basically tabulating the rates of acquired DNA mutations in different organs. And the results published in the journal Nature, they come from this first ever study to assess the accumulation of DNA mutations in human adult stem cells isolated from various organs at different life stages. And what did they find? The researchers found that regardless of the age of the patient or the organ the stem cells derived from, the number of DNA mutations that accumulated in the stem cells over time remained stable at an average of 40 per year. It didn't change. They were surprised that the mutation rate was the same. Now, what does that mean? I struggle a little bit with this, too, as I read. I'm going, why are we looking at this? They've identified something they're surprised about. Really? Anything you look at genetically is going to surprise you when you realize it's not a determinant factor, ultimately, in the manifestation of cancer. It is what alters the genome. It is what alters gene expression toward life and vitality and viability rather than toward cancer. Epigenetics. Nothing about that mentioned here. But they acquiesce just a meager bit that cancer might not be all about bad luck. Really. And then some people wake to it and they get their cancer diagnosis like this dying woman. How old was she? 90. 90-year-old Norma Bauerschmidt. Diagnosed with terminal cancer, her immediate instinct was to refuse treatment and instead find a more positive way to spend her final days. Turned out to be a final year. She embarked on a road trip of her lifetime with her kids. And was a smash hit on the internet, 440,000 followers. I mean, you want to talk about bucket lists, filling them up. They traveled more than 13,000 miles, visited 34 states. I mean, this is the way to live. If you're given a terminal cancer diagnosis, even if you don't want to dispute it, you want to accept and go, okay, fine, I'm 90, I've lived, but I'm not going to go down with a fight, right? Do we always have to fight? Good lesson here from this old lady, this 90-year-old. And she went out and lived the adventure of her lifetime at the age of 90. That is an inspiration. That is not cancer beating her. That is living in the face of what the doctors told her would be inevitable in a matter of days to months, and instead living a year of great joy with her son and daughter-in-law on the road in an RV. And think about the adventures our friends on the vax bus are having. Tear-jerking adventures because the parents that are coming with these horrible stories of death and injury, it's still life's adventure. And it's a mission. It's a mission-oriented adventure. Now, the mission at the end of this lady's life might just have been to have fun. And that's a worthwhile mission as well. Because the joy that you bring, the joy that you experience, can uplift anybody you encounter, including someone else who may have cancer that needs to hear that message right now, that needs to remember how to live a joyful life for whatever amount of time we have left on this planet while we're here. And nobody ultimately knows. Maybe we can call, who is the psychic on? I don't know. I never watched those shows anyway. All right, folks, we got one more segment here, the Super Don Deficient Show with Robert Scott Bell in the studio.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. Well, there's a grandma that skipped chemo, 91. She did pass away. But again, the adventure that she got far supersedes what I perceive to be and have witnessed, and you probably heard about it too, the treatment for cancer by traditional monopolistic oncology. It's not even a thought. Like, blink. She didn't blink. She went, nope, adventure time. This is really cool. And, you know, life is an adventure. Now, we don't always perceive it that way. Sometimes if you're at a victim state mentality, you look at it as, oh, woe is me. Why is the world doing this to me? And it's like, man, oh, man. I know. I've been there. I've been a teenager. I was like, why? And at a certain point, you know, I got that beaten out of me. Not by anybody that beat me up. I mean, literally, life taught me that you don't have to be a victim. Of course, first thing is stop believing you are. Belief is everything. It's the starting point. Maybe the ending point, but it's certainly the starting point to open you up for a whole new way of living in life. And when I talk to folks, and I talk to a lot of folks when I'm off the air that are in desperate straits, you know, just tears to your eyes, the troubles they've been through, the ailments that they're suffering from. And they're calling me sometimes for remedies. What do I do? What do I do? And very often, and Dr. Batar and I have talked about this over the years of doing advanced medicine, very often I have to step back and say, listen, I can't tell you what to do except to say that you've got to believe that healing is possible first and foremost. You've got to get out of your own way, because you may be the only block that is in real existence here in getting to where you claim you want to go, where you claim you want to be. Now, this doesn't preclude, as we talk about with the doc of detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, about other aspects of our environment, family members who may be part of that blocking mechanism. They played into a role, it played a role for us, and then we might decide we've outgrown that, we don't want it, we don't need it anymore, we still love them, but it's time to separate, distance ourselves from that. But the reality is, like, I am my own worst block. Blockhead, Now, it's not me denigrating myself and saying, oh, I'm bad on it. No, I'm not meaning it that way. Just acknowledging that there are times where we have patterns that run unconsciously that we don't feel we're worthy of the healing, of the gifts of healing that are trying to be given unto us all of the time. The right doctor, the right healer, the right substance, the right energy, whatever it is, or the money that we perceive that we need or may actually need to engage in the services of someone who would or could help us. And we don't believe it. We say we can't afford it, which is another way of saying I'm not worthy. And you can argue math to me all you want, but that is a stumbling block, perhaps the biggest one on the road to recovery. For those that I talk to who have been stuck for years in a special place, and I say special, not in a good way, and they want to get out. Not like this 102-year-old woman, right? This is, I guess, the promotion of happy and healthy aging. She's checked one more thing off of her bucket list. Edie Sims has had many experiences in her 102 years of life, but getting arrested isn't one of them. At least it wasn't one of them. But on Friday, the Missouri woman got to experience something like it when she was handcuffed and placed in the back of a police car. I know where you think I'm going with this. I'm not. No, she wasn't smoking weed and got arrested. That's not it. Grandma was not smoking weed. She had made a bunch of handmade items for residents at the five-star senior center, I should say. And the cops came and helped take her to this place. And she asked, hey, can you put me in the back? Can you handcuff me? I want to know what it's like to be arrested. And she was so excited. She said, do you think you could put these handcuffs on me? And they did. I think it's a funny story. She's like, at 102, she's making things for people in old age homes. She's probably older than everybody in the old age homes. And she's getting carried by the cops. She says, hey, I've never been arrested. Can you cuff me? Oh, my gosh. No, it didn't go anywhere else either. Very, very uplifting, light, happy, and funny story. So there you go, folks. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, even when Super Don's not around. Super Don will be back for all of those of you who miss him. Thank you, Captain Morgan, for putting the notes up. Thanks, Super Don, for a great, great group of stories today to allow me to let loose on them. And if I was too mean to any of you, hey, just let me know. Go to robertscottbell.com. Send a comment, put a question in, or call me and leave a message there, too. You can do that. Remember, The Truth About Cancer streams live. You can watch it for free. It's in the notes. We'll be back tomorrow. The power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.